the four works of grace. This world is going to be destroyed and rearranged. It is called the day of the Lord. It is called the day of vengeance. So that you'll understand the scripture we quote, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth, listen now, should not what? Perish, because there is a perishing that is coming upon this world. But do what? Have
everlasting life.
Everlasting, eternal life. He came to his disciples and secretly told them, destruction is coming upon this world. This is the provision for escape. This is my body that is offered for you. This is my blood of the new covenant. Which covenant? Destruction is coming upon this world. Only those,
yes, sir,
are beneficiaries of the offer of the blood of Jesus,
oh, yes,
will be saved. He said, okay, now go to the world and preach to all creatures. He said, he that believe your message. Which message? That destruction is coming upon this world, but God has made the way of escape.
Amen. That's the message.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. See the word there? Shall be saved. Saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. I am looking like a madman. And this one, this man, now all age, I be? Okay. You will soon know that it is not all age. And God never leaves himself without a witness.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you think that you have money, that is why you are not serving God, he will show you people like Cosmos Maduka. Hey.
Jesus. Right.
With all the billions, he's serving God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Why? It's because there's a knowledge he has.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That this man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things he possesses. If you think that you are beautiful, sister, that is why I'm here. Okay. He will show you what beauty queen. You are seeing them. You are seeing them. You see them in the internet. You see them preaching. You see them talking about the kingdom.
That's right.
You say you are educated. Okay. He will show you professors. You say you are a police officer. He will show you police officers that are pastors. In fact, I have one working with me.
Highly.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is a preacher.
Yes, sir.
And it's a woman. Hallelujah. You say you are a custom officer. Well, there is corruption everywhere. There are officers there that are
right.
Pastors.
Yes,
I will not join them to do that nonsense.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you say, I am. Is it possible that a fish will be in the ocean without drinking water? Hey, if that water the fish is swimming is poisonous water, if you drink it, we die.
Yes, sir.
You will die. You will die.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we are in this world, but not of this world.
Yes, sir.
By the working of a power that has translated us from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of his dear soul by a grace.
Amen. So I.
By a grace.
Right.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You say you are young, Abby. Let me enjoy myself first. Let me enjoy. You will bring somebody who is younger than you. He's on fire.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, God will never leave himself without
a witness.
A witness.
Yes, sir.
William Bryan kept emphasizing that thing so much that God has left himself a witness.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And those witnesses, he said, he equip us, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Then you will be what? My witnesses.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly what I'm doing now.
Yes, sir.
I am a witness of what happened on the cross on Calvary.
Yes, sir.
By a knowledge. This world will soon perish. This world is on fire. And the whole world, like Israel. Praise the Lord. Knowledge. 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 Revelational knowledge. Oh.
Yes.
Oh. There was that story in India. That story in India, an earthquake was about to take place in that area. Earthquake was about to take place in that area. 1 week, hey, 1 week before the earthquake struck, they discovered all animals disappeared from that area. They didn't know why. 1 week. How many days is 1 week?
Seven days.
How many church ages you have been warning?
Seven.
How long has it been taking building the ark now for us to enter the new ark?
7,000 years.
Hallelujah. Animal had a revelation that destruction is coming upon this area. But man was doing party. Man was celebrating. And suddenly there was destruction. One single animal was affected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving.
I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
What did he say?
I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
Oh,
both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air.
Everything.
For it repented me that I have made them.
And then verse 8.
Verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
That is why I am going. Read on.
These are the generations of Noah.
Read on.
Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence.
Earth was filled with violence. Is the earth not filled with violence now?
It is.
Okay. As it was in the days of Noah. Go on.
And God looked upon the earth.
God looked upon
behold,
the earth.
And behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come.
What did he say? Now, listen now. Listen now. Which verse are you reading?
Verse 13.
Now, before you come to verse 13, hallelujah, verse 8 says what?
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Say it again.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
What is it that amounted to grace? Which type of grace did Noah find? Was it water baptism grace?
No.
Was it a sanctification grace?
No.
Was it baptism of the Holy Ghost grace?
No.
Verse 13 is the grace.
Knowledge. And God said unto Noah.
And again.
And God said unto Noah.
Again.
And God said unto Noah.
Again.
And God said unto Noah.
He said something to Noah that the whole world didn't know about. What did he say?
The end of all flesh is come before.
Uh-huh.
For the earth is filled with violence through them.
That is the grace. Go on.
And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Hey.
Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make
okay,
in the ark.
Okay, just stop there. Everybody knows the story from there on. That is the fourth works of grace.
Right.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. The grace that came and God came and whispered something to him that others didn't know. He told him, the end of this world has come. All flesh. I'm going to destroy this world. But this is how you will escape.
That's right.
That's the grace. That is the grace. I said that is the grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me give another example.
Oh, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me give another example of another grace. Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 19, he looked at the city of Jerusalem.
That's right.
He looked at the beautiful mountain. The disciples were telling him, see this beautiful mountain a temple. Look at it, took 46 years. It was beautiful. In fact, King Herod the tribe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus turned and looked at them. You look at all these things. A time is going to come. He was not telling everybody in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not everybody. It's only the elect. You know who is elect? The chosen ones.
Yes, sir.
Of all Israel, he called 12 people and chose them. Not because they were looking for him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He met one on the way as he was going. I look at him. He said, hey, follow me. And the person, like I said, they take juju, follow. Begin to follow. That is how he stopped fishing. He stopped doing any other thing and began to follow. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Luke chapter 19 from verse 41.
Go ahead.
Say, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it.
That's right.
Say, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from
thine
eyes.
They are what?
They are hid from thine eyes.
Oh,
for the day shall come upon thee that thy enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in one inn on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee and they shall not live in thee one stone upon another because thou knowest not the time.
Verse 42 again.
See, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid.
Verse 43.
Verse 43. For the day shall come.
Listen very well. Listen very well.
That thine enemies shall cast a threat about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side.
But the day shall come upon thee that the enemy will surround you. A time is going to come.
Right.
What is that? Knowledge.
That's right.
Something is going to happen to Jerusalem and that temple. Why? Because what is the reason?
Because thou knowest not the time, of thy visitation.
Because you did not know the time of your visitation. And the time of your visitation is the time of God's mercy. This thing, that was the thing that he was repeating. Hallelujah. Read again, Matthew 24. Read it from verse 1, 2, 3.
He said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple.
To show him, see this beautiful temple.
And Jesus said unto them,
yes,
see not all these things.
See, actually, show that they see all these things, yes.
Verily I say unto you,
okay,
there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
He told him, when shall these things be? The disciples came privately to him, the elect, the work of grace.
Yes, sir.
They needed the knowledge.
Yes, sir.
When shall this thing be? When shall this thing be? Hallelujah. I began to tell them when this thing shall be. Read from verse 15.
From verse 15.
What did he say?
He said, when ye therefore shall see the abomination.
Can you see?
Of
he's telling them something now. He's telling them something now. He's giving them all the prophecy I've been talking about, the destruction of Jerusalem. It will come to pass, but this is the way of escape.
That's right.
Okay. Can you see?
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, he stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand.
Right.
Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains.
Okay, now.
Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his place. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For them shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake,
for the
those
elect's
days
sake.
Shall be shortened.
And my sister, I think from France, you are asking me a question. And because he said there shall be great tribulation, and you are looking at the tribulation that will soon come upon the world. No, no. I hope you understood. Though you told me I should take that teaching again, but I think you should just go and get the teachings I've already had before. Of course, if there is time, we will always go back to some of these teachings, believing that will make it clearer and clearer. From verse 15 down to where we ended, now we ended in verse 22. That was fulfilled in AD 70.
That's right, sir.
It has already come to pass.
That's right.
We're doing Bible study. Imagine. Catch
yes,
this thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what people don't bother to study. This tribulation that is spoken of here is not the great tribulation that is ahead coming, that the Antichrist will unleash on the Jews and all those who will not take the 666 mark of the Antichrist. That is not the one. This has taken place already. He said, when ye shall see the abomination that maketh desolate stand in the holy place. Daniel had prophesied it in Daniel chapter 9. When you see, he said, the people of the priest that shall come.
That's right.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
He prophesied that they will come and destroy. Who is the priest that shall come? The priest that shall come is the Antichrist.
That's right.
And the people of the priest, they are from the same place like the person that is coming to cause that great tribulation that Jeremiah called the time of Jacob's trouble. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. That is why we know that the Antichrist is coming from Rome. Because in 1870, the people of the prince that shall come, they came from Rome. They came and destroyed the city, and every stone upon that temple was brought down. The city was wasted. We know the history. And he warned them, pray that this thing will not take place. Let it not be on the Sabbath day, because nobody will escape. Sorry. On the Sabbath day, the city gate is closed. Nobody does any work. Everybody is in town. He said, pray, it is not winter, because when you run out, it will be too cold outside. Then you won't have a place to hide. He said, woe to him that giveth suck to a child, because that period is not like this corona period where there's no food. That time, they camped there, there was no food to eat. Until history said they were killing each other's children and then eating. You eat my child today, tomorrow I'll eat your child. That's why he said, it's a time that the type of tribulation that they never had up to that time, and never would they have reached that estate. And that brings to pass the curses that Moses gave them in Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 15 downwards. Exactly everything that came to pass. Why? It was because the time of vengeance for the Jews, for rejecting their Messiah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It came to pass, but my emphasis is that those disciples enjoyed a grace.
So
they were given the privilege to know. Because when they camped right about that city, they gave time. We all know it was a political uprising that started. According to the history, the appointment of the high priest became politicized. And so they were having various camps and they were fighting each other. Remember, they were under the Roman Empire rulership. And so they learned that there was a rebellion taking place there. Then they sent General Titus with the army to come there to quell the rebellion. But they first started by warning them, they camped round about the city and they were giving them time. But instead of them to cool it with the warning they were giving them, cool down, they started attacking the soldiers. When they started attacking the Roman soldiers, then they now went and charged through, and it came to pass. Now there was a sign. He said, when you see the abomination spoken of stand in the holy place. So immediately they saw those soldiers encamp, there was a knowledge they had. Oh, glory.
That's right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is what the prophet Jesus spoke. This is what our Lord spoke. And what happened? They ran. All of them started leaving the city. They won't touch them because they didn't come to fight them. All they needed was peace. They started calling themselves.
They were leaving Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Right.
They were leaving Jerusalem. They all left Jerusalem. Not one single of that disciple was caught in that in that destruction. Why? By a grace of knowledge. By that same grace, Noah was saved. And his family. That same grace also came to Lot. I'm rounding up.
Yes,
that same grace came to Lot. Lot was in the city of Sodom. And the angels that was bringing destruction. Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah was to be on fire.
Yes, sir.
But Lot found favor, grace.
Yes, sir.
If you read that scripture, the angels told Lot, come, do you have anybody? Gather them quickly and leave this city. Follow me out, because we're going to destroy this city. You see grace?
Yes, sir.
You see grace?
Yes, sir.
It's an unmerited favor.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That is the knowledge. And he left. But listen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why did Jesus say, remember Lot's wife? Because she had it.
She was called.
She had it. She also had that grace, but she did not act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of what use is this revelation to you when you don't act on it?
Apply knowledge.
So it is the evidence of grace is the application.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I love the question Pastor Zoe answered Pastor Elvis in WhatsApp group. He asked Apostle Paul referred to those sisters. He referred to that family, said,
yes,
whose names are in the book of life? And the smart is asking, he said, Can somebody explain to us in this platform, how did Apostle Paul know that their names are written in the book of life? And Zoe replied that. He said he saw the token applied.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was very proud. I said, I am having people who are understanding this teaching. Hallelujah. Because it is not just that you have the token, you must apply it.
Yes.
And when you apply the token, it will be seen.
Yes.
And that is why Jesus Christ said, by their fruits,
yes,
ye shall know them.
We know
those whose names are written in the book of life,
yes,
by the effect of the application of the token.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is this knowledge? The Bible says that narrow is the way that leadeth to life.
Yes,
he said, and few there be that findeth it.
Yes, sir.
And I said, it is one thing to find it.
Yes,
it is another to enter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, yes, now,
yes,
you
sir.
May know everything, how heaven looks like.
Yes,
you went to heaven in a dream. The angel took you there. You saw it, and you have found it. I have found him. But have you entered? There's a process to enter. You have to apply that knowledge. And that's the purpose of this message. That the knowledge that God has given us about salvation, about the destruction that is coming on, will not be useful to you if you don't apply it. What is the use of somebody, a medical doctor, who knows everything about the anatomy of a human being, and he's smoking cigarettes? He's a smoker. How has his medical knowledge benefited him? He can use it to cure people, cure you, cure everyone.
Yes, so
by that knowledge. And that's the position of many of our preachers. Like I'm preaching now, it's not evidence. It's not evidence. Don't say that it's evidence that we're going to heaven. It's deeper than that.
Why?
It's like a medical doctor treating other people. If I live a useless life, if I don't live a life that reflects this knowledge, how has this knowledge benefited me?
Yes, sir.
And that is why I say, remember Lot's wife. She left by the same knowledge that Lot had, but she looked back. Because this is what he says. The grace that bringeth salvation teacheth us that we should do what? That we should depart, put away carnality, run away from sin, run away from abominations, run away. That is the evidence you have had.
Yes, sir.
Noah built an ark. If he didn't build that ark, then that knowledge is of no use. Or after building it, God is saying, oh yeah, enter. And he's still saying, no, now. Am I going to enter now? So how has that knowledge benefited him? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The end of all things is at hand. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37.
For yet a little while,
uh-huh,
and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry.
Go on.
Now the just shall live by faith.
Uh-huh.
But if any man draw back,
if
my soul shall have no pleasure.
Draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Go on.
But we are not of them who draw back.
Now listen again. Listen, read it again. We are not.
But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition.
Again.
But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition.
That we are not like Lot's wife. But who are we?
But of them that believe to the saving of
we
the soul.
We are those that believe to the saving of what?
The soul.
Our own belief. We believe unto salvation.
Yes,
we believe so that we will run away from the destruction that is coming. And it is reflected in the way we respond to what we know.
Hmm.
That's the emphasis. Not just to be religious people.
Yes, sir.
Well, Psalm 65, verse 4.
He said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts.
Blessed is the man.
We shall be satisfied.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest.
Yes, sir.
And causest to draw unto you. And this, those who he chooses, They are called the elect.
Yes, sir.
You are chosen. We are elect.
Yes, sir.
Another word we call the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Always remember, many are called and few are chosen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's an identity. They are more godly and less earthly, like Abraham. Because of a revelation he had, he lived on earth here like a pilgrim.
Yes.
Ready to move. He will leave the tents, ready to move at any time.
Yes, sir.
The elect, the love, and the fear God. They love God and they fear God. And the only reason why they love God and they fear God is by a knowledge.
Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
They love him for the benefit, for the grace that they enjoy. So they love him. If it had not been for Jesus, well, where would I be? You see? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. He brought me out of the miry clay. And he set my feet on the rock to stay. He fills my soul with a song today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. I'm running away. They love God because of the benefit, but they also fear God by the same knowledge, by the same grace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Why do they fear God? Because they know by revelation that God is a consuming
fire.
He said, knowing the terror of God.
We persuade
men. There's a knowledge we have. That's why we want all our children to be godly, to love God. There's a knowledge we have. That's why we are praying for all our children, everyone, for all our love, for all our relations. Knowing the trouble that is coming upon this earth, we persuade them to come to Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This elect that they call the elect, they are not Christians by religion.
Yes, sir.
But they are Christians by revelation.
Yes, sir.
By faith. They are justified, and the just shall live by faith. And because they are this elect, Satan hates us. And that is why we are always facing battles. For all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, knowledge is important.
Yes, sir.
Your salvation is complete.
Yes,
only when you are empowered by the requisite knowledge that will enable you to be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. If you love him, then keep his commandments.
Amen.
Hymn number 28. Feel my way every day
with love.
With love.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, living straight.